Hello.
Hello there. Is
Hello.
it possible if I can please speak with Mr. Colin Anderson, please?
Yes, certainly.
Hi, Colin. My name's Billy. I'm giving you a call today from MMA Legal. The call today is regarding your Scottish redress claim for mistreatment and abuse while she was in care. How are you doing today, okay? So my call today will take about 10 minutes maximum. I'm just going to make sure that we've got everything on the system for you, and then I can go ahead and get your case submitted for you today. Is that okay with you?
Okay.
No problem. So first things first, I just want to make sure the details that we have on file for you are correct. So we've got your name down as Colin Anderson. It's 07843 112 992, the best contact number for you if the line is
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
brilliant. And I've got an email here of anderson-colin@sky.com. Is that the best email for you as well?
Yeah, that's cool.
Brilliant. Can I ask you for your date of birth there, please, Colin?
3rd of January 1969.
And could I also ask you for your current home postcode, please, sir?
KY11 8BS.
Golf Yankee 11, 8 Bravo Fox. Oh, Kilo
no.
Yankee 11. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
And what's the door number, sir?
18.
Perfect. And could I also ask you, growing up, do you remember what your parents was called, mum or dad?
Yeah.
Can I take
but they're both, but they're both dead.
That's not a problem. It's just so when we locate your files, if they were to say, we've got 10 Colin Andersons here, we can say, right, well, this was his parents' name and this is the area he was based in, and then that way we can allocate you correctly.
All right, I was never really with my parents. I was in care since I was 3 days old. But I can give you their names. My father was Thomas Peden Anderson.
Thomas Anderson.
And my mum's name was Mary Downey.
He was in care from 3 years old.
3 days old.
Three days old. Let me just get that changed over here for you. And can I ask you, was you aware if you had any siblings or anything like that at all, darling?
I do, but my sister that was in care is dead now.
No problem. And could I please ask you, do you know what local authority potentially would have put you into care?
Fife,
perfect, thank
or
you.
Or Dunfermline District Council, or whatever it was back then.
No problem. In regards to your age, so you was first placed into care at the age of 3 days old, and was you in the care system from then, or did you go into the care
then, family? Then until I was 18. I was fostered out or community cared out and stuff.
No problem. Now, in regards to your young, the way you usually have to start the process is where was the first place you remember being placed? But of course, I'm assuming that you was in various places from being.
I was in little places, but the main place I was in the Martha Frew Children's Home in Crossford and Keeble House, and then in the one in Tooth.
No problem. So, what I'm going to do was that called the Master Place?
Martha Frew. So it's Martha. M-A-R-T-H-A, Martha.
The Martha.
Through.
And that
through. It was a children's home.
No problem. Children's home. And what area was that in?
That would be, well, that was in Crossford, in Dunfermline.
And how old was you roughly when you was in here?
I was just a child, I was really young, and then I was thingied out, and then I was back in primary school age as well, because I got fostered out, and then I was back in round about primary 6 or primary 7 to the one in Tooth, but it was under the same name because we just moved the premises.
Okay, so can I ask you in regards to yourself, because you've obviously been in various different places here, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to get a brief statement from you. So, before I do that, most importantly, whilst this claim is ongoing, it's not going to be the case where we're going to require evidence or anything like that. We locate all of your files and your statement is what you will get your value of your claim based upon. And as soon as we locate that, we will go full steam ahead and make sure we get you the justice you deserve. Now, what we do need to take from you, for any reason anything was to happen to yourself over the next few months of this claim ongoing, is there anybody that you know of that you would be happy to receive the entitlement on your behalf?
How do you mean the entire payment?
Yeah, so for an example, if you've got a wife or anybody that you've
Yeah, it would be my wife, yes.
Wife, no problem. Could I please ask you for her name, please?
Yeah, it's Mrs. Alison Anderson.
And do you know her contact number by any chance? If you don't know it, I can get it at a later date.
What's your mobile number, Alison?
07.
Perfect. And just let her know that she will not be contacted, but she will be a beneficiary for any reason, anything was to happen to yourself, then she's just not left out of the loop of where this entitlement is coming from, darling, okay?
Okay.
Let me just get that on here for you as well. Could I also please ask you, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a brief statement. So I'm just going to pop here for you that Colin was taken into care at the age of 3 days
old. I think it was three, but 3 or 4 days old. I'm not 100% sure.
Do not worry. Of course, he was very young, so it's hard for him to remember or be aware of his first few years in care. His first memories of the places he was placed. So the first memories of somewhere you was placed, was that in the care home of Martha Thru?
Yeah. So probably my first memories, it must have been about maybe 4 or 5, possibly. I knew I was just...
No problem.
I was that young, I was a baby, I think I was... I don't know how 5 kids I did it back then, but I think I was passed round a bit just because I was a baby.
Right.
You know, whoever
so
they had.
We'll be able to find your records. And if something that you would like to know of where you was positioned before that from being young, we can provide your files back to you once we locate them. Of course,
okay.
We would never just send you out your files because some people wouldn't want to be provided or reminded of certain situations. But if it is something that you would like to have an understanding of, we will be more than happy to submit them back to you once we do allocate them, okay?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
His first memories of the places he was placed in was Martha Thru, Children's Home in Crossford in Dunfermline. And this was roughly the age of 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah.
And can I ask you what you remember from this care home, darling?
Just basically certain male members of staff just being abusive and physical sort of thing.
Male members.
One of the names that rings a bell is Colin Keenan, or Colin Keeman, or McKeeman.
Keeman, he was a male member. And would he be, like, physical towards you, like, hit you and things like that?
Yeah.
Okay, not me. Can I ask you, did anybody sexually assault you within this place that you remember in any way, shape or form?
No.
No problem whatsoever. Did they allow any other children to pick at you or anything, or was you left to basically fend for yourself within this place?
No, I think as kids would go on, there was probably scuffles, but I think that was just general kids being kids.
Did they ever use anything as punishment? Like, did they ever keep you locked in your dorms or anything? Did they ever keep you out in the hallway at night time?
Yes, I used to get locked in a cleaner's cupboard in the 1 and 2.
Was this the first time you was in there? Or the second time? Sorry, I'm just
saying. That would be the second time. I think we were locked in our dormitories and things like that, and we had stuff taken off us and things like that, and as rewards, and probably dragged about with a scruff of the neck and chucked in our rooms and stuff. But But the second one is more vivid because it was like a lot older. Is it in there?
How long potentially would you say you was here for the first time?
I'm trying to work it out. I don't know. The first time.
Yeah.
Oh, a couple of years maybe.
3 years, no problem. So say around about the age of 7 or something, you was then placed elsewhere.
Yeah, but in fact, yeah, it will be because I was 7 when Star Wars came out. Yes. Aye, so I was with a family then.
And where is it that you got placed after you?
I got placed with a family in Denny.
That's right, and I got placed with a family in Denny. And was they a nice family that you was with?
Yeah, they were fine. Nothing wrong with them at all. Their marriage broke down, so... Yeah, their marriage broke down, so that's what I think was the cause of me going back to the children's home the second time.
I have to go back to the children's home. And how long would you say you was with them for, roughly?
Yeah, I'm trying to work it out. I was with them, and then a couple of years, possibly.
So you say around about the age of 10?
Yeah, because I went back to... I was in two, so I was in primary 6, primary 7 and 2, so... That would have been right, yeah.
So then at the age of 10, where was it that they placed you, sir?
I went back to the children's home, but it was now in Beastview in Tooth in Dunfermline. But it was still the Master Food. T-O-U-C-H, as in touch. It's pronounced touch, but they call it tooth.
And was that still under Martha Frew?
But they just changed. They just moved because the big house that we all stayed in across Ford was sold as a hotel, and it was become a hotel. So they moved us to a council place in Tooth in Dunfermline, and they just took the children's home name with them, and it was still under Fife Council.
And as soon as I arrived, was it the same staff and things when you arrived back here?
Yeah, some of them were, yeah.
Noticed and remembered. And can I ask you to just give me some brief memories of what you had to deal with when you went back the second time, darling?
Again, it was just physical from a couple of members of male staff. And again, because I've had misbehaved, I would get locked in the cleaner's cupboard and just left to lie on the floor overnight and stuff to calm me down, sort of thing.
That is the exact same word that a lot of people would use, that's when they would restrain you and things, they would say it's to calm you down. That's not whatsoever, and that's not an excuse.
Yeah, that sort of thing. But one of the guys that actually did it, he's no longer... His wife actually murdered him for domestic abuse. So he was quite physical at the time, and I believe he took that. But his name was Ed Giles, or Edward Giles. But again, he's not here to defend himself anymore, so... But again, that's...
Again? You don't need to, because, like you say, that speaks for himself. He's been murdered due to being abusive, and not only that, it's not just you that he would have impacted. There'd be various other children out there that people aren't aware of that he's actually impacted, that have
possibly
made a claim,
yeah,
as well.
Again, it was just physical. A clip and a grab, tear pulled, punch, slapped, etc. Just to get us to behave and then drag us to a room, or if we didn't settle down, we got dragged down the stairs.
Even naughty children and things like that, it doesn't mean that they can actually put their hands on you or treat you in any sort of way. Mm. And other people have been taken off the families for various different reasons. It's not always behaviour issues. It's for people like not going to school, or they've been abused at home, and then they're being put into situations where they're being abused again. It's an ongoing cycle. And if you have straight to the point with you, government that has actually been found for allowing this to happen, because they was funding everything at the time. Now, that's why, at this moment in time, when you say, Edward's passed away or some of the care homes have gone into liquidation, if I'd be straight to the point with you, it's not actually them that's paying out, it's the government, because they're the ones that have actually allowed all of this to happen, and that's where the compensation will be coming from.
The most professional
way to speak to you, we'll make sure we get you the justice you deserve, because even before we've even got to the end of the call, you have been dealing with some unfortunate situations, and I am very sorry you've had to deal with that.
It's taken me a long time to actually decide to do some.
Was food always an option in these places, or is it the case where you'd ever go hungry if you wasn't there on time or if you didn't like the food?
I would say no, the food was always there. I would say we were definitely provided with food. I mean, my memory might be vague the first. Yeah. Sorry?
I appreciate you giving me as much as you possibly can, because I understand we're asking you to go back so many years now, and not only that, a lot of people put it to the back of their mind where they don't ever want to think about it, so I'm asking you to pull out things now from 20 odd years back, and these are things that you've ignored and forgotten about for so many years.
Nearly 40 years ago. Bless you. Yeah.
It's unfortunate. I mean, it really, really is. And I'm so sorry that you have had to deal with that. What can I also ask you here? When you was, like, in regards to showers, baths and things like that, did the staff ever assist you down to the shower area or watch you whilst you were showering?
Yes.
And did you ever get allowed to smoke? Was you allowed to drink or anything in these places?
No, I didn't, no.
No problem.
No. And it was the only good thing, I don't know if it was a good thing or not, it was female members that sat with us when I had a bath and stuff when I was younger. It wasn't any of the male members of staff.
And can I ask you, did they ever try and turn any of the other children against you, or was it the case where any of the children was picking at you and they allowed that to happen?
There was, I think it was just the general older kids fighting and pushing and stuff like that, but I wouldn't say anybody actually really picked on me as such. I think maybe it was just the arguments, but it was just general kids being kids. And some of the bigger ones were a bit ghoulish, but I wouldn't say to a major point. I was more concerned about being hit by the staff and being thrown in a cupboard to sleep and stuff and left for hours on end. Then my grievance really isn't against any child or any older children. Mine was, all my physical stuff was from the staff. And then if I ever got hit by another child, it was probably because I deserved it, or we were fighting, or we fell out over a toy or something.
And like you say, children will be children if they're left to run wild and left to their own devices. Not knowing any better, being hit off the adults, sometimes they're going to take that out on the people closest to them, which I do totally understand there.
I wouldn't say that I've ever had any problem with any other child, or even any other teenager, because there was, basically it was up to about the age of 16, some of the kids that were with us, so maybe even up to 18 until adulthood. I don't know probably how the care system worked then. But no, I didn't have any problems with any of them.
Could I ask you, people at the time would, for an example, do things like wee the bed and things like that?
I used to constantly wet the bed.
And would they ever embarrass you for this, or what would be the punishment for this?
Again, it was more that I had to take my sheets down to the laundry and things like that and stuff. I don't know, maybe make the odd comment in front of other people.
Did they ever make you stay in that bed or take you to the showers with you and put you in the showers whilst you was wet or anything like that at all? or even embarrass you by mentioning comments in front of people or even to yourself?
Oh, yeah, I had the comments and stuff and things like that, and the stuff thrown at me and things like that. You know, the wet bedding and stuff. I'm probably made to lie in it. You know, I've had that a few times where if you wet your bed tonight, you'd just be lying in it until we get you up and stuff and things like that. Yeah, I've had all that.
Can I ask you, did they ever use anything like the bell or the whip or the sand shoe or anything at all in regards to physical touch on you?
It was just usually a hand or a fist or a kick.
Yeah, the hands and physical with the fist, yeah, no problem.
Yeah, but not a physical instrument.
How long would you say that you was here for, roughly, after the second time?
Till I was about 14, 15. Yeah, I think I went to, I would have been maybe 13, 14, because I was in the first year, and then I got moved up to Pitt and Weem.
Can I ask you, when you was placed from here, where was you placed after here, sir?
Yeah, I was placed with a community, they called them community carers. I was placed with a family in Pitt and Weem.
Family, and what area was that in?
Pitt and Weem, that was Fife as well.
And was this family all right with you? Was you happy here with these?
Yeah, they were okay, yeah. Ups and downs, but nothing to write home about. You know, I was quite independent then and decided I was going to do my own thing anyway, and basically, as soon as I was old enough to go, I was up and away.
Now, just speaking to you now, I know the effect that it's had on you. I understand that you have put this to the back of your mind, but I do understand that it is a struggle for you to even speak about it till this day. He's still... Can I ask you, do you suffer with anything like PTSD, where if you do think back to the memories, it makes you panic and things like that?
Not really. I've managed to hide it, if you know what I mean. I just got on with it in the end.
I hide it. Be best one.
Yeah, just go on with that.
Never ever forget.
Never forgotten what's happened, but I just—it's one of those things.
So what I'm going to do for you, with the information you provided to me, I really do appreciate that, because it is a hard topic of conversation, especially when you have had to deal with this in your actual life. Now, what I can reassure you on is I'm going to go ahead now. I'm going to everything that we've just discussed, I'm going to retype that, and I'm just going to emphasise how that has made you feel back then and how you feel now. Now, your case will be submitted off for you right away, Colin. What I do need to ask you, have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses or anything like that at all, darling?
No.
No, perfect. So because you haven't, which is obviously a great thing, unfortunately, if you had, then what we can do is fast-track your case for you, but it only gives you an extra 2 months on it. That's the only way you can fast-track your case, or if you are over the age of 68. Now, from that, your case will now take a maximum of 9 months in regards to the process. It doesn't mean it will take 9 months to run, but we just have to tell you 9 months just to be on the safe side. Now, as soon as we get your files back, that's the longest part of the process, we'll then go ahead and we'll make you an evaluation of your claim. Now, it would be wrong for me to give you any sort of value at the moment in time, because each case is different, but what we can tell you is there is a minimum average of $48,000 per client. Now, I know that no money will take away what you've dealt with whatsoever, but we can give you that value just so you have something to look forward to. Most likely, we'll be looking over that region, because we wouldn't be allowed to give you that as a minimum average, but we do just need to tell you that as an average for the time being. Is that okay with you, sir? Now, mm-hmm. what I'm also going to do for you is I've just sent over a text message to your phone. It would have come through to you on an email as well. Now, mm-hmm. that is basically just for you to say you're happy for us to request your files. Would you be able to submit that back to me whilst you're on the phone with me today?
2 seconds. Okay. It's loading up just now. Right, I'm having a look at the signatures. They're not, they're similar to mine, but not as good as. So if I would change that.
They won't look like yours. It's manually does it for you just to be on the safe side. So if you just
mine is more a squiggle than anything. The bottom one is probably close. Yeah. I'll choose the bottom one of the three. It's just, it's close to us.
And if you press that little tick box underneath it and then press OK, that should come straight back.
Yeah, I've okayed it now, yeah.
Brilliant. And then I have also sent you a message over on WhatsApp as well, as we will require a picture of your ID and your proof of address.
Right, so you need to look in WhatsApp as well.
Yeah, so that's just for a picture of your ID and proof of address. Now, proof of address can be, and ID can be, your driver's license. If you have a driver's license, we just need that. If it's not a driver's license and it's a bus pass or a passport, then we would require proof of address, which is any letter dated to you in the last 3 months.
Right, okay, give us a sec then. So do you just need to put that off? I'm going to grab my driving license, please. All right, you need a photograph of me as well, don't you?
We don't need a photo of you. We just need a picture of your ID. That will be perfectly fine. And as soon as
you get the ID,
that's everything.
No worries.
Also, what I want to let you know is, can I ask you, do you know why you was taken away from your parents, or is that not something you have an understanding of?
I believe that my father had stabbed my mother at a very young age, and I was thrown out a window into the snow 3 days after I was born. But this is only, I've never ever seen my proper, this is only snippets I've had from my social work record. The last time I spoke to anybody in the social work service, I was about 18, and even then they didn't give me much information, because I actually went to meet my father again to find out his side of the story, but it never ever worked out. But that never
worked out.
No, I didn't stay there at all. I just realised he was just a nasty, nasty man, so I didn't even stay around long to find out.
Most definitely.
So I believe I was taken away possibly for my own safety from, and then sadly he gave my mother lots of abuse, and she ended up in the Royal Cornhill Hospital in Aberdeen, which was a mental institution. But I think it's over demented. But this is all just from stuff that I've learned back when I was about 18.
Or anything like that.
Say again.
And you said that you'd been able to meet up with Dad. Is it the case where you'd never have been able to get hold of Mum?
No, I met my mum, but my mum was all over the place. So, but I did meet her when I was about 16, 17. And then I found out I had I had a half-sister in Aberdeen, but she came looking for me after she went through the social services to get in contact with me. So I got a letter out of the blue, or a phone call out of the blue, saying we've got somebody that believes your sister, would you be happy to speak to her? Which I did, but sadly she lost her life a couple of years ago.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Is it in my wallet?
I really am.
I'm just looking for my driving licence.
Don't worry, I'm exactly the same. It's my bank card that always goes missing.
I've got my wallet.
Where's that?
Up there.
I think my wallet's up there, because it always is.
Up there?
Where it normally sits.
I think you had it between
the staff. And then I gave you it back. No, well, over my passport, but I don't think that's in date.
You can send me your passport, doesn't matter if it's in date, that's not a problem. And then any letter, it just needs to be a letter dated to you in the last 3 months so we can see your name, address and the date on there.
Right, okay. And that's well out of date, this passport.
Don't worry about it being out of date as long as we can see your face on it, that's not a problem.
It's quite an old quote that gives us. Alright, I'll get this camera up. Right, go and see if my wallet's there. It should be, or it's in one of your other bags. I need to go to that link, don't ask. So, turn that round.
Oh dear.
I told you it was there. One of your many bags. Right, here we go.
That's living for you, I'm the same as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Next. Right, so driving license has been sent. What else do you need?
Driver's license would be fine as long as it's got... Is that your current address on there? Is that your address where you're living at the moment on your driver's license?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Don't need a letter now. That's everything. So that's everything from me. I'm going to go ahead and get your case submitted for you right away. Now, you have me on WhatsApp now, so if you have any questions or if you want any updates over the next few weeks while your case is ongoing, do not hesitate to pop me a message because I'll be your claims handler. So if it's not me contacting you, it will be the solicitor directly. And what that will do is basically just give you your update. Now, throughout that process, if you want to track your claim or if there's any other pieces of information where you think I could have mentioned that and I forgot to mention it, do not hesitate to pop me a message and I can update your claim for you as we go on. So don't worry about anything, okay?
Yeah, yeah. See, the only thing is, I was really wary about was doing this was because it's really my word against theirs that what actually happened, if you know what I mean. Because there's not like I can't prove that somebody had actually hit me or kicked me at the time, or I was locked in this room and things, but.
When people have a car accident. No one would say you had a headache a few weeks ago. It's your word against theirs. Now, majority of people would have made claims against these companies, against these same people. So what we say to you is, as soon as we locate your files and we can prove you was in them places, what you just explained to me is what they will pay you out on. They will understand of what you've had to deal with all them years. And a lot of them other children would have made them claims as well. I speak to people on a daily basis. I probably speak to about 20 people throughout the whole day when I'm in from 8 in the morning up until 6:30 at night. Now, the amount of times the same staff members' names will come up, the same places will come up, is absolutely ridiculous. Now, some people have already won their cases and been paid out for these places. So it's not if or when.
Right, okay.
In case of getting that value done, and our legal team, so if they try and make you an offer for £12,000, for an example, our solicitor will say no straight away. If you claim off them directly yourself, they will try and underpay you at £10,000. That's what they've been doing, is underpaying people or telling them because they've got a terminal illness, they have to pay them £10,000 up front. That's not the case. Your claim will average at £48,000 or above, and the solicitor won't take anything less than that because they take 25% from the overall amount. Now, they claim that on top of your amount, so it won't really touch your what you get back.
But the that's understandable,
The more you get back, the more they get back. The faster you get it back, the faster they get it back. So they won't let anything slide. They will make sure they get you every penny that you're covered for.
Okay.
Now, like I say, as soon as I've got your updates, I will be in contact. But if you have any questions or if you just want to know, you've not heard from us for a few weeks, then just bob me a message over and I'll let you know what stage you claim.
Okay, so I'll get you on WhatsApp,
Got me on WhatsApp there, so that's my personal work mobile, so I'll have that on me at all times. If you have any questions, just pop me a message over, and as soon as I've got 2 minutes there, I'll get straight back to you, Colin, all right?
Okay, no worries.
No problem, darling. Well, enjoy your week, and thank you so much for your time. I do appreciate the conversation today, and I'll speak to you over the next few weeks.
No bother.
All right, darling. Thank you. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.